Slam, iOS, inside, outside, streaming. Slam, iOS, I on Soca. Join the carnival bubble. Download the vibe. Upgrade to the new Slam iOS Soca 21. Join the carnival bubble. Slam iOS, it's the new normal. You me sugar, sugar daddy. Guardian Media Virtual Carnival 2021. Koi inside.
You having a party?
Every day. The Grand Slam Morning Show.
My friends, it's 15 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Good morning and welcome to the Grand Slam Morning Show. Slam 100.5, Progressive Urban, broadcasting from downtown Port of Spain, St. Vincent Street to be exact. You know how we do. Today, Drama Wednesday, February 10th, 2021.
Don't get it.
Hope you got up this morning, my friend. Said that prayer. Make sure and say that prayer. And is off to the races. You know what I mean? So, we hope all is well in your neck of the woods. We hope everybody good. You know what I mean? We wishing you all the best for the day today. Yeah, whether you're heading out, whether you're in today. I know, it's these things. It still needs some growing accustomed to, you know? We need to still get familiar with certain moves and certain things that take place, especially during this pandemic times. And, you know, we still getting accustomed. It's a work in progress. So we all have to deal with it sometimes, you know? Some things you have down park and some things, hey, you need a little practice, you know? So we hope all is well with you this morning. And thank you so much for locking on. We really, really appreciate it. The Grand Slam Morning Show, we're checking in. Selector Miles, the Fresh Prince of the Belmonte region. Morning, Miles up.
Yep, morning.
Of course, Blessed the Mogul, the mayor of Sour City. We are here and we are ready to go, my friends. Until 9 o'clock today, Drama Wednesday. Wow, today is the 10th of February already. Today is the 10th of February. Well, so it go, you know, we continue rolling with the days, the minutes and the seconds and the minutes and the hours and the days and the weeks and the months and the years, you know, and the decades. We continue going. So, we're going to hit the headlines on the Trinidad and Tobago Guardian, still $3. And it says, private autopsy on Andrea concludes, beaten to death. Her dad, he turned to another pathologist because with the forensic center, it came in inconclusive. Mm-hmm. So he did a private autopsy. And, that concluded something. And pathologist reports blunt force trauma to head. DPP to determine if second autopsy was acceptable. It still needs to go through because it wasn't a... I'm guessing it wasn't a government institution or I wouldn't say license because I'm thinking they are licensed to do autopsy, you know. Yeah. It wasn't the government forensic center then.
Right.
So the DPP still has to rule if the second autopsy is acceptable. And Young wants report on first post-mortem. Because the first postmortem, as you know, as we know it, it bore no fruit. Yeah? So we'll see how that goes. But I think the heard a report yesterday that her funeral is planned for Friday.
Okay.
Yeah. It's planned for Friday. So we are waiting and see if, you know, it's still Friday or what. But folks are monitoring this case very closely. Also, human skull bones found in Tabakit. A lot of findings in terms of, you know. So it just shows that when you search, you'll find, huh?
Yeah,
the seek. Yeah, the seek, because, you know, probably, you know, when folks when we looked for, when you know, they bring a body out of the bush or whatever the case may be, it's taken, they're taken and that's it, you know? But now, you know, with the search parties and with the inclusion of the hunters, you know, they really helping out the situation. Also, PDP to announce new move to end impasse. That's on page 8, because the impasse is still in Tobago. I mean, we've kind of switched focus a little bit off of Tobago, but the impasse is still there. Tobago is still in limbo. Another story, very sad story. Girl 16 fatally shot in Claxton Bay. 16-year-old Tamika Griffith. Condolences to her family. She was found in a pool of blood in the living room of her relative's apartment at Suco Trace around 2:30 p.m. That's in the afternoon. That's broad daylight.
Yeah.
Wow. Her 16-year-old relative said he left the house, left her alive and normal, and when he came back, he met her on the ground. So I'm so sorry to another young female life has been taken, and we don't know the reason. But they said the house wasn't, from the reports on the Guardian here on page 5, so the house wasn't ransacked or nothing was stolen, nothing like that. So another mystery, you know. So again, condolences to her family. Also, human skull and bones found in Tabakit, on the land of a farmer. A study shows 69% of females along the east-west corridor use PH taxis. Taxi drivers saying that PH cars are tarnishing the industry.
Serious?
Well, you know, the H drivers, they really against PH drivers. You know, they trying to protect their own, and they're trying, what they're saying is that, okay, if we could go and get a taxi badge, then you could go and get a taxi badge. And if you don't qualify for a taxi badge, then don't work taxi.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the taxi drivers are saying. Obviously. So that fight will never end between H and PH. Also, a repose darkness and magnet for criminals. Residents plead for street lights and they want tranquil community back. What else? Minister tells Senate he smoked in primary school, says graphic images of cigarette packs come in. This is the Minister of Health. Uncle Terrence, he do everything, boy.
Yeah.
He was an action pack kind of fella.
Clearly.
Yeah. What do you have on the second daily there, Malzo?
On the front page of the second daily, headline reads, Andrea's last day. Two suspects confessed to kidnapping and robbery. Second autopsy says she died from blunt force trauma and hemorrhaging. And a picture of a forensic officer on a police vehicle. This would be after they found the body at a repo, heights of a repo. When they found the body, that was Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday.
So this is a file photo. And that's the front page of the second daily. I'm not lying, but every time I watch a daily and I see Andrea's picture and the story, my heart is kind of dropping. Huh?
Yeah, this kind of...
It's still
jolt you.
Yeah, Dread.
Yeah, it's still jolt you.
It's a real uneasy feeling.
Yeah, it is still jolt you. It's still jolt you because, I mean, you know, I'm seeing a post. You know, they say, you know, she did everything right. She didn't dress lewd. It was daylight. She took her H taxi. She went in with her friend. Yeah. Didn't move by herself, you know, yeah, all that. Yeah, and yeah. It still happened. So it's like, you know, what again you want the young ladies to do?
Yeah.
You know?
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's real crazy, man. I think, you know, I think people calling for more punishment and... I am in total agreement, but we also calling for speedier trials and the judiciary system to really, really, really activate. I think this is their time to prove themselves and activate.
Yeah.
You know, just activate.
I agree.
You know? Before I go to the third daily, I want to say good morning and happy birthday to Marvin Robinson, a.k.a. Wackers.
Wackers.
Yeah, have a good day today. Happy birthday, Wackers. Yeah, man. Happy youth strong. Also, good morning to Cleon Dunton. Have a great day today. And on the final daily, Top Cup attacks Law Association. This is not new. The Law Association and the Commissioner of Police has been sparring since he was Commissioner of Police. Private autopsy on Barrett reveals that from head injuries. So that's also covered on the third daily. Two charges for DSS boss. DSS founder and administrator was charged yesterday afternoon with receiving a stolen television and operating a money lending business without a license. He was granted $300,000 bail by a GP to cover charges and will appear virtually in court on Thursday. So the saga continues as well with the government. You know? Yeah. Oh, sorry. This taxi man here who's take offense to everything, who's WhatsApp us in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, they found out after that the car had H plates. It wasn't a H car. But I'm just saying that in her eyes, she took a H car, like she saw a H in front of her. She didn't take a P. If you understand what I'm saying. I
understood. That's
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. So
if you want to go through everything.
Yeah. Well, it was perceived as an H car, but it was a P car with false plates. But it was H plates. So in terms of how she saw. She and her friend, they saw each car pulling up in front of them. So I know you take offense to everything 484 when it comes to H. So we just state any facts, brother. Yeah, so that one, and then yeah, that's about it. That's about it, Reno.
I just saw something here and I wondered. You ever got like a broadcast email, let me say a song or something, whatever, somebody broadcasts an email. So it goes to you and how many other people?
Yeah, and sometimes it's blind copied, so you don't really know who else.
Right, but
yeah.
Then sometimes it's just they put email addresses anywhere.
yeah.
Right? Why would somebody reply to all?
Wow, that real hard.
You reply, got it, thanks.
To everybody. Well, you know what? You know, to be honest, they probably don't know how to use emails.
The person looking in?
Well, they probably don't know how to use emails still.
But he's supposed to be tech savvy.
Yeah, they probably don't know. Because sometimes too, you press reply and then sometimes you press reply all.
But it's two different buttons.
Yeah, it is. Well, I hope it's a faux pas on their behalf. Yeah.
Maybe. I guess. Anyway, Slam Circuit today is we. That's it. It's we.
It's we. Yeah.
Featuring ATN Charles and
yeah.
Lavender Rhythm Section.
Yeah. But yeah, that is annoying. I realize it's Putigal. Anyway, how about Putigal problem?
You have a Putigal problem?
Yeah, I want to ask the nation if they're having that problem as well.
All right, cool.
Yeah. In case you forgot, you know it's Carnival week, so we really, I mean, hey, we have a lot of commitments and we appreciate you staying. We know you might jump as you're listening. You know, we know you must jump because you're wondering if Miles and Blaze is still in studio, you know? But we're here. I still had to talk about my
Dan, I find this story together in Logan.
Well, I want to start the story, but we have so much.
Well, yeah, but let me do the story one time now because you keep putting it off. I catch yourself at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, boy. No, all right. Hey, so hear this. Now, I want to ask, because somebody said I'm late. Is it late in the Portugal season? In the Portugal season?
Late in the season?
Yeah.
Well, honestly, I have Portugal for a while now. So
serious?
Yeah.
Well, boy, well, I probably catch up late because to me, I now sudden to really see Portugal now. But somebody telling me this is like the end. Kind of like the season ending now.
I've been having Portugal for a while.
Right. But here we're going on, right? I could understand somebody said the 20 for 20 a little shaky, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I bought some Portugals and it was nice big Portugals, right? And the problem I'm having with Portugals is that it's late in the season. But the Portugals, I don't know if people are having problems with dry pegs. Right? Because it's very disheartening to peel a Portugal when you go to deal with a peg of Portugal, all the pegs are dry.
I've encountered a dry peg or two, but not the entire thing.
Not the entire Portugal, right?
No. But that's a sign that the season coming to the end.
Because that is what I was wondering, because I say to myself, all the season now start and again dry pegs
already. Season now start. Like I said, I can't really put my finger on it, but I think since could be November or so, I isn't Portugal.
Well, boy, I super late then, because I can't handle dry pegs, you know.
Well, I mean, stop buying, because you'll get some now, and dry pegs is a seed.
Yeah, right, somebody, look, I'm getting some lessons here. Somebody said that usually happens in the dry season when the plant's not getting enough water. Yeah, because I hate dry peg sauce.
But what is the season for Portugal?
Well,
I'm asking people who would know. Let somebody tell us.
Yeah. Cause if you say from November, you buying.
Yeah, about then.
Probably October to February to March.
To me. Because when you really check it, carnival time. When carnival really hits, you don't really see that much
Portugal.
No, you don't see much Portugal. They're real orange. And even the orange sometimes be a little dry.
This have dry pegs too. Somebody said they, you know, Portugals, they be a nice this year. Somebody said that's also a sign that they may be picking it late.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when it's stay on the tree too long, you get dry pegs.
But I can't see them just leaving too many, or so many, I should say, on the tree long.
Yeah, boy, sometimes you peel a hole like 2, 3, 4 and you just dry and it's like, whoa, you know, you really wanted
to
really deal
two.
With them.
Okay.
Putty girls, you know?
Yeah. Thanks for saying that word instead of where I thought you were going.
Yeah. So anyway.
With you.
Somebody said it could be an aged Portugal and the Portugal is not hydrating itself. No, it's Portugal pegs I talk about, Emerging.
It took him long enough.
Yeah. Look, somebody said they're late in the season, them and all catchy season late.
Seriously?
Because I think Portugal season now start.
It's now start.
Wow, I swear Portugal season now start.
Look, right. Harvested between November and March.
Right.
I mean, this is not, as you can see, it's not based on Trinidad.
But I'm sure it's a tropical area, just like our similar climate and all of that. Yeah. December to February, somebody said.
See?
Somebody said the seasons shifted due to climate change. Portugal season is usually synonymous with carnival season.
It usually is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Portugal around since September, yeah. Yeah. So anyway, all right. Somebody said it's someone selling by Chancellor. Pegs, very juicy. Portugal pegs. I'll have to try them.
Wait, maybe you should... Let me just say that's good. Maybe you should, squeeze it down before you put it in your mouth.
Well, the thing is, nobody wants... I mean, you can't that real unprofessional to go and squeeze up...
But you sniff and then sip, though.
That's mine. But for a vendor, you know, vendors no, don't like people no, to squeeze up their fruits.
No, I'm not talking about by the vendor. I talk about before you put it in your mouth. No, I mean,
you
might,
mean like, where you ain't getting out of it?
You might waste a...
Yeah, you're wasting a squeeze.
You wait, no, you might waste some money.
Yeah.
Because you had to buy it before you squeeze it.
Yeah, but somehow, like, I wonder if vendors kind of know.
Well, they must know.
Because they're familiar with yeah, Portugal more than know. Us. And I'm asking vendors to please, if you know... You know, if you know Portugal and you know it's dry, don't sell us the Portugal.
You know, you fish please. Whatever, say that it's fish rotten.
Well, no, but I'm right, so have a seated dry pegs.
I will tell you, yeah, go ahead now. It's $5 a pound.
Take 20.
Take 20.
And but, then again, that's what something to do. It's tell you take, eh?
Yeah.
Take now.
I will tell you, go ahead and whatever, and then tell you, but the pegs dry, yeah, you gonna get much juice? No.
Yeah.
I want a sale, dog.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, cool. Well, I mean, you know, now that we sanctify the...
Wow. Sanctify the what?
The Portugal season.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
All right, Miles. I don't know which direction it goes. I'll be with sometimes.
Somebody said it comes around four times, you know. March to May.
Mm-hmm.
June to mid-September.
Mm-hmm.
September to early December. And December to February. Okay. All right. Okay, well, all right. We're learning some Portugal this morning, boy. All right, so, Miles, before the nation get mad. Well, nation, it is about that time where we welcome all and sundry to the biggest morning show ever since the invention of this thing called the FM frequency. It is 7:30 in the nation's capital, and we welcome all, and we say welcome to drama. Yes. If you are calling us, please call us at 624-1005 or 623-5001. And don't forget the hashtag Drama Wednesdays once you are contacting us via social media. Yeah, so to see, you know, the sea of the nation, the temperature of the nation right now. Let us see what is happening. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, my brethren.
Yes, good morning.
My brother, I wish I could have got a walk like all this.
What you mean?
Come to work, play some hard school indoors, walk around town, come back. Life sweet and guardian, yes.
Well, what I will but do, one day I will bring you here to work. With us.
I don't mind not at all, no more.
Right, and I'll give you only whole shift to run. Only mix about everything. Yeah.
Blaze, you know. Dry pegs, dice.
No. I don't even go in that. I am not even going in that. Right? Hello, good morning.
Hey, big brother, Blaze.
Anneli say Portugal, yes, producer. Anneli say Portugal.
Come on.
Yeah.
You know the reason why you get that dry Portugal, right? The pig.
Well, because they say that the season is coming to an end.
Yeah, well, if you didn't really touch the Portugal the right way, if you didn't really rub the Portugal.
I don't know about rubbing.
If you put your mouth on the pig.
No.
It'll be dry now.
The only thing I know about rubbing, like to rub it is a series. Yeah, you know it's a series.
No, but you must rub the pig.
No, you don't rub Portugal.
You must have a little.
My brethren. You don't rub Portugal, I telling you. You come out once that rhino on your hand.
Dry. Didn't you say the pegs were dry?
Yes, because they pick it too late, I'm finding out now. Or it's dry season.
You see if you put your tongue right.
Alright, okay. Hello, nation. Cool it.
Hi, guys.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, morning.
What
did you say?
You would like it. You don't know that sound?
Sing it again.
Feel the pussy, got feel it. Touch the peg, you would like it.
Nah, I don't know that song.
Okay. So, you know,
yeah.
So I bought some together and I decided to take dry.
Yeah, wait.
I bought some together and I carried it home.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to take a jug.
You decided to take a jug?
Yes.
Like to run?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to run these tights. And this pretty guy. This facts. You know.
My brethren. Why are you doing this, Jed?
What?
Why are you doing this? Why you have a fake profile? Why you WhatsApping people? Why are you video calling people? Why are you harassing people's lives? Why are you doing that?
Who am I harassing?
Huh?
Who are video calls?
Who?
I don't think he'll video call anybody.
Yeah, he did.
He video call me.
He video call JJ in a dark room.
No. JJ video call me. I can prove it. I said I was naked. And you can't see anything.
Fire! 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 Fire!
Gospel. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. I want to send out big ups to Lyrical.
Yes.
Yeah, the boss concert.
Goodness.
Mm-hmm. But I would like to ask him also, what word is supporters? What? Is it plenty supporters? Zero say pick up my fans and my supporters.
Oh, he make a little faux pas there.
Oh,
he's supposed to say supporters.
Correct, is right.
Right. Right.
I'll go with Shaman. Can make a mistake.
Yeah, it was not in this time.
We will have you. Don't slip.
All right,
Richard.
I got you.
Yeah. We have good booty, Galway.
Well, they said in the corner.
They said Chancellor. By Chancellor, they all right. Well, must have somewhere else. Hello.
Morning, Jama.
Welcome.
Now, please, here you have to deal with the putty girl, no, right? When I get the putty girl, right? You have to caress the putty girl first.
I don't. Why is it right? All this tradition with putty girl?
You have to take your time and gently peel the putty girl,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Take off the little white string. Then, when it's done now and you open it, you try to peg it and you have to lick it.
Well, the thing is, remember, if the putty girl is dry,
well, you gotta moisten it.
You can't because it's dry.
No, you gotta moisten it. You gotta peel it up and caress it.
Nah, all right. Okay, I don't know. Ready. Hey, oi, I don't think you talk about putting it. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
One question I'd like to know.
Yes.
How long you have the pegs in your mouth before you realize it's dry?
No. When you peel it, you just see it one time. It's white. You understand what I'm saying?
It's not a matter of placing it in your mouth.
Sir. No, you're not.
So you can see it dry from the outside.
Yes. You peel it, and it's because I'm learning now. It is because of the dry season, and sometimes they stay on the tree too late. But I just find that are getting too much dry putty girl. Hello.
Yeah. Good day.
Yeah. Good day.
I lied, Shirley is a comedian, you know.
The biggest one, eh?
Yeah, boy, watch it. I got to laugh this morning, you know. Shirley, you do what you're doing. It's a decade now you're doing that.
Over a decade. It could be about 12 years, you know, brethren.
Yeah, boy, for real, you know.
Yeah.
I'm still learning who the person is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he good. Whoever he is, he good.
All right, Regin.
The putty guy you had to get is the ones with the nice, smooth skin. You see the rough skin? Nah. You see the smooth skin one?
The rough ones would be,
well, sometimes you'll get
it. Would be dry.
Yeah. But you see them smooth skin one?
Mm-hmm.
When you pick by the sun, the sun does actually gloss off, right? Yeah.
Ah. Well, you give me a good advice there.
But
yeah, the smooth ones and I feel like the smaller ones too. I find the big ones sometimes those just be dry.
Yes, and that's how we like smooth skin.
Smoothness.
This conversation.
I wanna go back to that, you know. Hello, good morning.
I'm fed up.
Well,
10 years of service and 10 years of doing
Where's that?
Time to retire. Time for me to retire.
What are you talking about?
These James Saunders Mohawk here, man.
Don't do James that now.
The father of a style.
Yeah, daddy man flick, you know what I mean? The Mohawk, you know, he stick with it, you know what I mean? Hello, good morning.
My lad. We on Portugal this morning, my lad.
Yes, my lad. Yes, I was just bringing something to the nation's attention, my lad.
Yes. When the port, well, you see, when the lady not attracted to the Portugal, it's supposed to be dry. But you know, you have to caress the ladies. You know, my emperor, I touch my empress.
Oh, brethren, hey, my lad.
My lad.
We dealing with the fruit here. The fruit. My lad.
That is a fruit, my lad.
No, my lad.
Some people say it's meat, my fruit, my lad.
No, my lad.
That caller before who said, take all the white thing. No, you don't take all the white thing. You eat the white thing.
Well, that's roughage. That's roughage, my lad.
I want roughage, my lad. Give me roughage, my lad.
All right, my lad.
But after I call it later, Empress come in and eat the Portugal.
Hello, my lad. Real different, boy. Hello. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Put
you on good footy, girl, my virgin. You have to come down by City Gate?
Tell me where that putty girl man is.
That's right in front of City Gate. There's some youth man with some trolleys full every day. And it's empty by 3 o'clock.
How they selling it?
Sell out for one. Big wounds. They call them big wounds. You know big wounds in my end pitch?
Yes. In pitch, yeah.
When it's reaching the ring, it bash up everything.
Well, I'll go and check them youth men and
them. What now? Come to the charm, all the be more creative. The only putty girl, there's no charm going on. Travel Alan Robert.
Bridget. About what?
Alan Robert and Libs.
That old you self.
You're wicked, man.
You know thing. That old you self, you bring back that old drama. It better just give me the putting a location and then. Hello.
Yeah, but
my good friend.
How much peg you have to put in your mouth is appropriate? What's the number?
No, well, when you eat in Portugal, of course, you enjoy it. You know what I mean?
All right, so about five, one, six
one at a time. No, just one at a time, you know?
All right. You know what you have to do with them dry Portugal, right?
Nah. I don't know what I can do. You can have a nice day.
Hi,
gosh, boy.
Morning.
Yeah, morning.
Please, I want to start off by saying I appreciate our friendship.
My brethren, mash your brakes. We don't have no friendship, brethren. We don't have no friendship.
Our radio ship.
Turn down your radio, first of all. You should know this.
Sorry. Yes, so I like to thank you for having me. Oh God,
we don't have yes, you. You just call into us.
A sunshine to me, please. Just a sunshine,
brethren. No,
and
you could go eat sunshine cereal.
No, and you see how your voice. Oh God, please, your voice is just moist in my Portugal. Fire!
Hello, good morning.
Morning, my brother. Morning, Bionic, please.
Brethren, good morning.
Morning, Miles.
Yo, morning.
What's going on?
Up to me, brethren.
I just want to touch on something you talked about this morning, boy, with the PH drivers, YG, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah, what's going on, right? Now, I am a PH driver.
Right.
Right? I work in the St. Anne Savannah route, right?
You're working where? St. Anne Savannah. Right.
St. Anne Savannah, right. Mm-hmm. Now, I have a H stand. Most of these men that work in the 8th stand is when you go wrong the Savannah, they even go into center, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of them not even from center. There is about 20%, could be 90% of them not from center. Even the president of the so-called Taxi Drivers Association for center not even from Tintons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two, the paid drivers, we just go everywhere in Tintons. Everywhere around the Savannah, if it's all fruit.
Up inside St. Dan's, right. Everything.
Right. Secondly, by 3:30, 4, it do have a St. Dan's H car on the start.
This is in the afternoon?
This is in the afternoon. Sometimes early in the morning, we just come out early.
Mm.
Some of them just be out early, might be 2 or 3.
Right.
By 3:30, 4 o'clock, you know where it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So how people going home? Right? How people going home? The bashing and the fighting because they don't want to get regularized, this, that, and the other.
Mm.
At the end of the day, it's a real man go and get an H. Everybody trying to get an H, but at the end of the day, it's the money one way. And then the other pay to get a car transferred to H.
Mm.
Right?
But let me ask you something. Could you get an H? Like you?
Yes, I could get an H. So, I could go and get my H. I don't have a criminal record.
So why not going and get an H?
Right, going and getting H is not the problem. Having the funding is to get the problem.
What?
Everybody, most
what
of
kind of funding you have to get H?
All right, look something. Yeah, well, it kind of get a little harder now because one, you have to make an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
You ensure what date you get. When you do get a date, you have to go. You have to do your medical, you have to get police record, all them things.
Which you would pass. That is no problem for you.
That is not a problem. That is not a problem.
So
that
how the finance running now?
Well, before the finance was running kind of skittish from last year. Because you know man had a button down.
Right.
You can't do where you want to do, you can't move how you want to. You understand?
Right.
Now things are a little harder because at the end of the day everything happened, they blame the PH driver.
Mm-hmm.
The PH driver.
Well, yes, of course.
The PH driver that, the PH driver the other. But at the end of the day, everybody that's trying to make a living. I want them to stop make PH drivers look like criminals. Yeah, at the end of the day, yes, it's our men come out and do the nonsense, but at the end of the day, we don't tolerate that.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? We don't tolerate strange men coming and work and we stand night if we don't know you are the bunk.
So,
but you're not from there.
So, brethren, let's just say things on the up and up and things work out probably, of you know, by course, the idea. Would you go for your H?
Men will gladly get an H.
I
want to go and get my taxi badge at the end of the day.
Right.
You understand? I don't have a problem with that.
Right.
Right? All I want them to do is stop trying to make PH drivers look bad. Right? I go get you something.
Quickly, because we have to take some more callers. Yeah.
Yeah, a young lady traveled with me yesterday.
Mm.
She said, boy, I don't travel in H car, period. You know why? Because at the end of the day, they just blame PH drivers for this, PH drivers for that. But look, I sit down in an H car, and the driver trying to be all over me. You want my phone number? You trying to touch my leg? You trying to do this? And that's an H car, G.
Right.
And they're always blaming PH drivers for everything. They need to stop that nonsense now.
All right, brethren. Well, we hope in the future, you know what I mean, and things pan out and work out and it get less skittish, you get the H, man.
Everybody trying to get a thing, but at the end of the day, finance is the problem. So we had a battle, we're battling now.
All right, brethren, understood.
Okay. Yeah, man, respect and manners, me done.
All the time, Dada.
Yeah, man.
All the time. Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Is this Slam?
Yes, it is.
Hi, first time caller.
Welcome, my friend.
Yeah, man, thanks a lot. I just want to talk about the PA drivers, right?
Okay.
I think that I could just clarify on one or two things. The reason why PA drivers are people to do a quicker hustle than the PH guys, because certain streets, like for instance, like it can go with an H car, right? Like a quick reference, sometimes how to say, like people might want their groceries pick up and, you know, I could just run up a certain street just to go and collect it with a PH, but with an H car, you can't really
do that.
Right.
Hot, my brother. Hot. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't do that with an H car, you understand? So sometimes some of these people have to hire people, like the homeless people that inside the street, just to throw them groceries quite down the next corner.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes too, like with a PH now, is that they could go in and go out with a PH, but with an H car, you can't really do that with an H car. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Second thing too is that sometimes I watch these police officers on them, and let it be real. You have to use a discretion out there when it comes to PH drivers, because as police officers realize that what they're doing, Pika, they're stopping you and want to get a ticket one time. And you can't do that because sometimes these are the same PH cars, and when you don't have your car breaks down, you want to jump in the same PH cars to go home too. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And also traffic warrants as well too. So sometimes let them use a discretion a little. I'm being under the PH, and that's all I have to say.
Well, the PHs too have to obey the rules too, because I have a serious problem with PHs, especially, I don't know if you know, in Kwese by the old post office.
Right.
I mean, this is since, I mean, this is growing up as a baby. I mean, the pages cause real traffic there because they always on that corner. They're stopping, they're moving.
Right. Bad.
They're moving different, you know what I mean? So sometimes right. The page drivers had to take it upon themselves to hold a discipline too.
But my whole thing about this is that if it is you park up on a corner, you park by a fire hydrant, like you say, all right, H or P, give them ticket. I have no problem with that.
Right.
But if it is you are way, 9 meters or something, or 20 feet away from the corner or something, so, and you ain't causing no traffic, but just the fact that police officers or traffic won't realize that there's a page, ticket. Come now, man, be real out here, man. I tell you, right now we're in COVID time and things are hard right now. Everybody trying to survive. The only difference with that H car is that they can still go to the bank, they can get a loan, they can tell them, here what?
Well, brethren, hear what? We appreciate your contribution, right?
No problem, my brother.
Yeah, PH. You don't know. PH, man, come out this morning, boy. Yeah, IH, man, go call him just now.
Slam iOS, inside, outside, streaming. Slam iOS, I on Soca. Join the carnival bubble. You're sweet enough. Download the vibe. Upgrade to the new Slam iOS Soca 21. Guardian Media Virtual Carnival 2021. Queen inside.
Now, I'm sure you guys saw the images yesterday.
Yeah.
That bus on social media with Patrice and Drew. I honestly thought it was, anyway. But it looked, you know, I thought it was a proposal or something, you know.
But you never know.
No, see, I just, you know, when I saw the, I didn't know about the song. So, I mean, the images yesterday, and that would be a brand new one.
Yeah, Toxic.
From Patrice and Ricardo Drew.
Yeah,
it's called Toxic Love, and they're talking about, hey, you know, plenty of people out here, they have that toxic thing in the
no one that works for them, you know.
That's what floats their boat.
Yeah, if it working for you.
If that floats in your boat, clearly it in the song, it floats Patrice and Drew boat. I don't know the real boat, but the song boat. You know what I mean? They're floating, but I like it.
Yeah,
I know what? They're being real.
You don't know about their real boat?
No, I don't. Well, I know that's a song. It's a song. I don't know if in real, if that is the case
both. If what is the case?
What they're singing about?
Well, that is toxic?
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know the personal thing. I know the song says it. The song boat, it's toxic. And they say they no business who thing. It's just a song. You know what I mean?
I'm not talking. People used to be like,
yeah, that's not, it's just a song. Because somebody sing a song don't mean.
No, but that, come on.
Man, but not because somebody sing a song.
Yeah, but please, you can say that about Lyrical and Patrice.
Number of people thought about Lyrical and Patrice.
Exactly, but you could say that about Lyrical and Patrice.
I'm telling the nation.
Okay, but I mean, you could say that about Lyrical and Patrice. There's no evidence there. With Ricardo and Patrice, a little more difficult though.
Yeah, it have a nice sweet little evidence.
Yeah, a very sweet little evidence.
Yeah, true.
A darling at heart.
A darling evidence. But you know what, yeah, you know, that's plenty of people. I could call some toxic couples here off the bat.
No, don't do that, man.
You understand?
Dan, remember today's drama, we're gonna take calls. You know what's going to happen. Eh?
But a toxic thing.
Yeah, but it exists.
It exists in a big way, Jed. It exists.
Canada.
Yeah. Yeah? You see? Look, people asking where Lyrical stand. Lyrical never. Lyrical and Patrice was never an item.
No, that was just a song.
Yeah. So that's what I'm telling people is a song. I mean, that's a song boat. We don't know about the real boat.
People could believe that with Lyrical. It's because, easier to believe.
Well, yes, they have evidence when it comes to Patrice and Drew. A nice evidence, you know?
But I mean, we talk about this song. It's a good song. I like
this
song.
Yeah, I like it. It's real, you know? They're being real.
It's
in
a
the
nice
song, they're being
love
real.
Song. And we need love songs in the carnival.
Yeah, boy, we need more love songs. And you know when it comes to love songs in terms of carnival, you know, Patrice is a master.
Oh, she's the boss of love.
She is a master at love songs.
When it comes to carnival and love songs,
Boy.
Patrice must be involved.
Patrice is like the queen of carnival love songs. I've been real. When Patrice did that plate there for us, I felt like if Patrice was singing to me, you know. Like so, I get caught up, you know.
That could be in trouble, though. Get caught
that up. That was saying, first she know how to deal with it now. She know how to sing about love now. Yeah. So many thanks to our friends at Quartz. Don't forget to check out shopquartz.com for any and every detail when it comes to deals and everything else available at Quartz. Payment options as well. When we come back, we're going to come back with drama. Now, I saw, it wasn't a fight. It was actually a beating.
Somebody got beat?
Yeah, Rasta boy. It looked like
a Rasta.
Somebody was saying it wasn't Arima. But I ain't lie, the Rasta, it showed like the Rasta was cussing. The Rasta was cussing a guy and a lady.
Mm.
And then it had the thing a few moments later. That, and the Rasta was on the ground and they were really, she and the gentleman, a lady and a gentleman, they were really dealing with that Rasta severely.
Great.
I hope he's okay. You know, he looks stunned. And I see the man at him, I mean, his hand came from Russia into Trinidad and Tobago.
So far, though?
I didn't even know his hand got exemption. Yeah, apparently in Arima, yeah, boy, that looked real, real brutal, boy. So, yeah, look, someone said, Patrice, love me. But she and Zana, that love song?
Yeah, they wanted anything.
That was it. So it just,
but
guess,
she's a boss of love.
She's a boss of love when it comes to love songs. Patrice is the woman. If I had to sing a love soca song, I want Patrice sing it with me, you know.
Yeah, but I don't think Patrice would do it with you.
Well, she wouldn't do it with me.
She might like your right, but then again, you're right.
She go run me. She go say, yeah, let's go from here. She go run me. But what I'm saying is, if I had a choice, you understand? I that's the person I would want. That pinnacle there. Eh? That the love pinnacle. Change your ways. Right, so we're going to pay some bills and we're coming back early. It's carnival week, eh? Somebody said the Lion of Judah couldn't even save that Rasta, you know.
Serious.
Nah,
it was
boy,
so terrible.
Nah, boy, Miles, I ain't like, it was real, the real deal with him. On a side note though, folks speaking about the PH, I asked the driver how much, you know, how much to get the badge.
Didn't say how much.
He never confirmed. I got this from one of my good buddies at a licensing office.
Mm-hmm.
And the application fee for H, for those interested, $70. The driving test, $175.
Mm-hmm.
Certificate of competence, $35. Mm-hmm. And taxi badge and license, $40. It all comes to a whopping total of $325.
Yeah, I was calculating there.
Yeah.
$325.
And well, of course, you will have to get... you're different, you will have to get
the certificate of character,
a driver's permit. One, the applicant must be driving for at least 1 year,
at least a year, only?
Yeah. It used to be more long time,
wow,
but now it's a year. So they're actually encouraging people to come and get it, right? A completed application form four, licensing form four. They must provide a proof of address, which is probably a utility bill, a certificate of character, which you go by the police station for. Three recent passport size photos and a completed form N12 number 12 medical test for driver's permit. And that's it. That's it. And you pay your fees and you pay $325 and you get your taxi badge.
Hmm.
You understand? So thanks, Vic. Thanks for the information. Yeah?
To round it off, because I mean the certificate of character and whatever has a cost. So your estimate, round it off, a $600?
No, not so much. Certificate of character is $50.
No, I'm going for the most expensive because passport pictures. I'm going most expensive.
Alright, passport pictures is normally it's get 4 for $20.
Right. $50 for the certificate.
$50, that's like $75. Right. Like $400.
Went up.
Like $400.
So that ticket to $400.
Ticket about $400.
Anything else
I don't know. I don't know if the medical may have a cost attached. Yeah, the medical might have a cost attached. Let's just say the medical is $200. Like six.
Right.
We're just saying. The medical could be less. The medical could be less. But we're just saying that. We just say 200. Let me put 200. That's 600.
Worst case scenario, say 300 for the medical. Because a doctor visit might be at 300.
Worst case. Worst case.
Right? So 7.
Yeah. So this is worst case, folks. I we looking at 7. All right? Or somebody say the insurance for the car would be very pricey. Okay. And then, as he said, the transfer fees,
right?
From the P to the H. How much are the transfer fees from the P to the H?
I wouldn't know.
We need to know that too. Message? Vic, let me know that now, please.
Yeah, Vic, bring that one to us.
Yeah. All right. We had to get our cost. So we really want to cost it and see how the price go run.
The comments and views expressed by the callers on Drama Wednesdays are not the views of Slam 100.5, the TBC Network, and Guardian Media Limited.
Well, friends, we'd like to apologize, but you know the bills must get paid. So we are back with the drama. It is minutes to 9, and whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa, the drama is here. So the lines are open for your pleasure. And they know we treasure your pleasure. And the drama, this is a form of people's leisure, you know? So let us get in. 624-1005, 623-5001. Hello, good morning.
Yeah.
Hello.
You mentioned toxic couples.
Well, I didn't mention any, but there was a song, with the new song with Patrice and Ricardo Drew, called Toxic.
Yes, I know.
And they're talking about toxic, you know,
I know that right now there's a really toxic couple right now.
Well, just leave
one
them
picking
there.
Up, one picking up and one not picking up.
One picking up and one not picking up?
Yeah, well, yeah, one tune running more than the next one tune.
You see this?
I don't know. Where you mean by that?
Please.
It's Shal and Jaiga. Shal and Jaiga.
Nah, them cool. Them cool. They're not toxic. They're not toxic.
Why are you all pushing Shal and Jaiga like a couple?
Yeah, boy, why are you doing that? They're not a couple.
These are two men with children and significant
and
others.
And wives and so on.
Well, significant others.
Good. Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
You see the thing with the potty guy? You see the beard man and them?
The beard man?
Yeah, when are they eat all their potty girl, make sure and wash off the beard good because they have come out talking to their brethren and they're smelling rhymy.
And the time tread all over the potty girl tread.
Yeah, I think stick up in their beard.
So who does our potty girl
that's
stick up in their beard?
Asking that?
Well, it's a demand from PPL Road.
PPL Road? Who is that boy?
Tell him wash his beard when he eat the potty girl.
Who is that boy?
Dan, why are you asking?
And yes, there's some nice potty girl from countryside. Eh?
Who's that? Who's this man? Where's PPL? Where PPL Road located?
I ain't calling no name, but heart I love. Eh?
Oh, wow. This man, Pilowski, that is what you do, boy. Pilowski, I think you make a real bad mistake there.
Watch out. And here this tuna.
Pilowski.
The next part, you was talking about lyrical and thing and Patrice name call and thing. The thing is, lyrical by the Portugal, but Ricardo Drew is who sung the Portugal.
Well, I don't know nothing about lyrical buying any Portugal, and I don't know nothing about Ricardo Drew sucking any Portugal. I'm not a Portugal. I don't sell Portugal and. Yeah,
use our old Portugal sucker, please.
But wait now, but you really call what heart I love member? You really do that by Pilowski, boy?
I love no wicked
man. Man, that man really do that, boy? Yeah, Miles, this is the end of this, you know?
No, then no, no.
Nah, we go hear about this. We go hear about Little Italy just now.
Yeah.
No, Little Italy safe, man.
Wait! Miles, a man really do that, boy? No. No problems. I don't love listening right now. I don't love my only way up to Santa Cruz.
Aurasura.
Obitas.
What's that? It's been 7 days. And Blaze still continues to big up Wasa, even though he said he reported the leak, and it's still water flowing outside the building. Right, Blaze, so continue to big them up now.
Well, I mean,
by gallons of water waste. But talking about that wash bed, too, that's your thing, because them Rasta and them still eating. Ziggy Rankin need to wash his beard too.
All right, okay. Because Ziggy Rankin don't have much of a beard. Yeah. Well, yeah. Yo, easy. Easy nation, easy drama. When it's come to think, Carl, easy. You know, that's a long time. Easy. Hello.
Hey, good morning, Blaze.
Yes, good morning.
How are you, my son? How is Miles?
Miles is right here.
All is well.
Good man. I mean, it's only a couple months since I've been married, but my relationship is toxic already.
Well, boy, I mean, Sorry to hear that.
She has been telling me things that she has done for the past
Blaze,
10 years, and oh my goodness, it is toxic.
Why are you okay with being
last
toxic?
Last night, I moved back home by my mother. I am done with this. I am done.
Well, I mean, you're not going through that, right? You don't like toxic things.
Blaze. This is Brian Manning, by the way.
The comments and views expressed by the callers on Drama Wednesdays are not the views of Slam 100.5, the TBC Network, and Guardian Media Limited.
Dan, when you start to listen to me, dog?
God.
When will you start?
Oh, gosh, boy, Nation, boy. Oh, gosh, boy, Nation. No, boy. Nation. Oh, gosh.
You know, I'll stop talking this.
Well, they have me weary already, and they decide was the second call. Hello.
Oh, fellas.
Info, oh, talk to me.
Well, I want to deal with the numbskull that called earlier on dinner, Mr. PH.
Mm-hmm.
It costs $100 to turn your car from P to H, which is a change of registration in license office.
Right. So that's not necessarily a transfer.
$50. Mm-hmm. To get your ticket of good character.
Well, we called out all the fees. That was just we called out. They came up to $325. We just didn't. We wanted one more fee.
Right. It's only $100.
Right. Well, thanks for that.
All you're looking for is checks and balances. We have to do a renewal of our taxi badge every 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you can go into license office and do your license for 10 years.
Yeah.
So there's no checks and balances to look into the character of who driving a PH and who driving a H.
Okay.
Ministry of Works and Transport run Uber out of this country under the legislations and said to them, it is illegal to use a private car for hire in this country, so you cannot operate here. But now you want a regularized PH. Well, they're not making no kind of sense.
Right. Well, thanks for that info. We appreciate that very much. We appreciate your opinion too. Hello, good morning.
Yes, my brother.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I have to thank you, my brother.
Who's that?
When I call and I ask you for the water from Wasa, in the mere 3 to 4 hours, the pipes was bursting. After about 5 weeks. So I will have to agree with Blaze. On the highest of highs, Blaze is the mayor of Sawa and the mayor of our next constituency, but I will not reveal it yet.
Okay, all right.
All right, man,
so
entry.
Sawa, my boy.
Okay, have a good day.
So thanks, my brother.
Yes, man, entry. You're welcome.
I ain't seen the TNT touch young yet. What's going on?
Don't worry, they're coming in the next 3 to 4 hours. TNTech, yeah, TNTech is next.
Well, are you coming up there? But I gotta come up there, I gotta come up.
All right, okay. Goodbye. Have a nice day.
Soon as the light of our watch.
Hello. Hello. Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Blaze, you are not a nice guy.
What do you mean?
By the Portugal was dry. Nation.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, Blaze make a date with a lady. She called.
Mm-hmm.
After you suck the Portugal.
Bertrand?
You're seeing the Portugal. Not good, it's dry. Why you do Miss Doreen that?
Brethren, no boy, okay, not Miss Doreen, okay, boy, Miss Doreen, this we mother boy.
You're not nice, Blaze.
Brethren, no. Miss Doreen come like we mommy boy. She's like the mother of the morning show boy. Not Miss Doreen boy. And Auntie Barbara, you mad? That Miss Doreen sister. Hello.
Oh gosh, but
are you balling so
I feel lazy and late, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, morning.
I could ask to leave for you, Baba.
Yeah.
No, stupidness, boy. You only go out and call a cameo and a little boy station, but you're not a little street across the
All right, okay.
Go on, give my little pull out now.
Well, we cannot do that, but we understand where your heart is at.
Okay, but it really hurted my boy. But
okay.
Anyway, I've seen now reading any papers this morning. The Chief Justice to break his silence. You read that?
I didn't read that.
No, I didn't see
you
that.
You didn't read that?
Which daily is that?
What daily?
Oh gosh, you want down in tongue when you had that tongue. I want to.
Alright, cool.
Okay. We didn't read that.
I didn't see that.
Oh yeah, I didn't see that. Once in a week, when I break his silence, he go and tell me how much money left.
The comments and views expressed by the callers on Drama Wednesdays are not the views of Slam 100.5.
Let us go.
And it's 9 o'clock.
That is 9 o'clock. Let us go.
My boy, not going through that, and my boy.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
I need the public opinion on something that happened to me recently.
Where is that, my brethren?
My girl catch me on a blow up doll, my boy, and she telling me that grounds for ending relationship.
Well, it's according to what she holds sacred, you know?
So like grounds?
Well, we don't know. I mean, the nation probably will tell you. Were you speaking to the doll?
Well, I was moaning.
Okay, well, probably she don't like that. Where was this doll located?
In the house.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but she probably that was the last straw. I'm sure you've been doing things before that got her angry.
And they just used the rules that I not going to.
All right, brethren, you have a very nice day. Brethren, better have a nice
Please
day.
Please, like, go down.
Nah, go boy, better that man have a real nice day, Jed.
Let us
And
go
better have a nice day, Janine. Hello.
Blaze.
Morning, my friend.
Speaking of toxic, unconfirmed reports, did you know Ricardo Drew's in the hospital?
No, he's not.
Yes, he's in the hospital.
He's not.
For telephone poisoning.
He is not. Let us go, please. Let us go.
Slam RLS inside, outside, streaming. Slam IOSI on Soca. Join the carnival bubble. Download the vibe. Upgrade to the new Slam iOS Soca 21. Make up a love, Join the carnival bubble. Guardian Media Virtual Carnival 2021. Queen's Side.